Catherine the Great, 1729 through 1796. Great ideals, not so great execution. We've already seen the connection of Hobbes, Locke, and Voltaire's ideas to the revolutionary societies of 17th century England and 18th century United States. Later on, in Chapter 4, we'll also see how France's monarchy underwent radical changes, even to the extent that the monarchy and the monarch were eliminated. However, even though nobles and monarchs might have agreed with the views of the Enlightenment thinkers on paper, putting those ideas into practice in any society took considerable power. The monarchy of Russia under Tsarina, Queen Catherine the Great, demonstrates that talking the talk does not always equal walking the walk. Catherine came into power in a very suspicious way. She was a German princess who married into the Russian royal family, and her husband, shortly after their marriage, was declared insane and died of natural causes in a mental asylum hospital. Catherine proceeded to rule single-handedly over nobles and peasants alike. However, she corresponded, or wrote letters, with Enlightenment authors and took a page from their ideas on liberty. She proceeded to free the country's peasants, called serfs, from their landowners. By the way, this serfs is spelled S-E-R-F-S. However, the nobles strongly objected and threatened to rebel against Catherine if she continued with this. So the queen immediately put down the serfs and restored order. The situation for the common people, therefore, turned out to be far from great under her rule.